Unit 1. Lessons 5 and 6. Exercise 2B.
A language dies only when the last person who speaks it dies. One day it's there, the next it is gone. Here is how it happens. In late 1995, a linguist, Bruce Connell, was doing some fieldwork in the Mabila region of Cameroon. He found a language called Kasabi, which no Westerner had studied before. It had just one speaker left, a man called Bogon. Connell had no time on that visit to find out much about the language, so he decided to return to Cameroon a year later. He arrived in mid-November, only to learn that Bogon had died on November the 5th. There is nothing unusual about a single language dying. Communities have come and gone throughout history, taking their languages with them. But what is happening today is extraordinary. It is language extinction on a massive scale. According to the best estimates, there are now about 6,000 languages in the world. Of these, about half are going to die out during the next century. This means that, on average, there is a language dying out somewhere in the world every 2 weeks or so. Even a language with 100,000 speakers is not necessarily safe. It will not die next week or next year, but there is no guarantee that it will still exist in a couple of generations' time. Yet many things can kill a language, from natural disasters to cultural assimilation and genocide. However, there are three conditions necessary for a language to survive. The community itself must want to save its language. The larger culture of which it is a part needs to have a respect for minority languages. There needs to be a budget for courses, materials, and teachers. Is language death such a disaster? Surely you might say it is simply a symptom of more people willing to improve their lives by joining the modern world. So long as a few hundred or even a couple of thousand languages survive, that is enough. No, it is not. We should care about dying languages for the same reason that we care when a species of animal or plant dies. It reduces the diversity of our planet, which is the key to our survival. In the case of language, we are talking about intellectual and cultural diversity, not biological diversity, but the issues are the same. Languages are like people in one way, but in another way they are not like people at all. When people die, they leave signs of their presence in the world, their archaeology. But spoken language leaves no archaeology. For when a language dies, which has never been written down, it is as if it has never been.